Hello, Justin. Good morning, everybody. The West Delaware Hawk baseball team made history last night hosting their first ever sub-state game, which they played in on Stryten Energy Field inside the Beckman Sports Complex. The Hawks beating their third team in postseason play for the third time of the season as they down Central DeWitt 3-0. Their 10th shutout victory of the year, the 11th game they've won in a row. And on the season, win number 32 as they move to 32-10 and advance on to the state tournament for the first time since 2008 in Hawks baseball program history and the 8th overall trip to the state tournament since 1996. The Hawks scored their 3 runs on 8 hits. Big night for junior Peyton Aldrich. Not only was he outstanding on the mound, he helped with all 3 of the Hawks' runs as he had 2 RBI hits to right field and scored the 2nd run in a 2-run 3rd inning.
We battled at the plate. We found a way to Trump Cross, and I just found a lot of confidence in through my game, and my outfield is definitely one of the best in the state, and they helped me out. First inning, I struggled to find the zone there for a little bit, and that next inning, I was ready to roll. I found the bender, started locating pitches. It's amazing. Glad to help the senior boys out here, and we've had one goal from the beginning of the year, a name on the back of a t-shirt, and we'll be down in Iowa City next week battling. We're not done. A lot of us have played together since day one. We all have like team chemistry. We all have each other's back, and it just comes down to who's the better team, and tonight we came out on top.
Aldrich allowed just 4 hits to the Sabres and struck out 7 while only walking 1. One of the 8 senior leaders, Luke Curley, shared his thoughts on the experience.
It's over in a blink, really, but it's been a heck of a season. We've had so much fun with our guys. We've been playing great ball, and nothing really better than going to stay here at home. Getting 3 games here at home with a huge crowd, which is awesome. So this is a whole lot of fun. We have so many guys that can go out there and do a job for us. Pitching on the mound was great tonight, playing good defense. That's in our game right there. And then getting a couple of clutch runs just to have some insurance is awesome.
First-year head coach and 23-year member of the Hawks baseball coaching staff, Kevin Werner, shared with me after the game how proud he was of his team's efforts.
It's been our theme all year. It's been pitching and defense and just enough offense to get it done. Can't say enough about our 3 different pitchers that have pitched complete games and have just been fantastic. Our defense, you know, we've thrown 3 shutouts. We played 3 straight games of errorless baseball. Just fantastic. Pretty special to get us back there, no question about it. Can't wait. Just super excited. It's a lot of wins. That's a lot of games as well. And, you know, we got a lot of guys that have pretty much played in every one of those games. So we've got some guys that are a little tired, you know, a little sore. I'm sure they don't feel it right now. They're pretty ecstatic, which they should be. But it's been a great year. These guys are just super businesslike. We don't change a whole lot. We're going to do what we do. And if it works out, we'll just keep riding it.
The Hawks moving on to the Class 3A state tournament coming up on Monday. Down at Duane Banks Field, the home of the Iowa Hawkeye baseball team in Iowa City. 2 coverage area teams will be joining them Monday. Western Dubuque got a win over Clear Creek Amana. The Bobcats, a 5-1 victory to secure the Class 3A Substate 3 championship. Western Dubuque back at state for the first time since 2019 and 6th time in program history since 2005. It took 8 innings, but the Independence Mustangs came back and upset the number 5 team in Class 3A Cedar Rapids Xavier on the road in CR last night with the final score of 5-4 for the Mustangs. It's their 3rd state tournament appearance since 1996 and their first since 2010. The number 3 team was also upset last night. That was Grinnell, taken down by Pella 2-0. Marion fell to Davenport Assumption 11-1. It was Lewis Central 10, Glenwood nothing. Sergeant Bluff Luton with a win over Spencer 8-3. Winner set, no problems with Webster City thumping them 19-5. In Class 4A, Cedar Rapids Prairie beat Cedar Rapids Kennedy by the score of 2-1. It was Iowa City High 8, Bettendorf 0. Other winners, Dowling Catholic, Johnston, Waukee Northwest, Iowa City Liberty, Indianola, and Waukee. We'll find out the pairings around noon today from the Iowa High School Athletic Association for Class 3A and 4A state baseball in Iowa City coming up, starting with quarterfinals 3A on Monday, 4A on Tuesday. The Class 1A and 2A first-round matchups released earlier today from the state. coming up next Monday at 1:30 out in Carroll in 1A play. It's North Linn getting the 4 seed. They will take on number 5 Kingsley Pearson. In Class 2A, the 1:30 contest has number 3 Cascade against number 6 Mid Prairie, and the game right after that at 4:30, number 4 Beckman and number 5 Dyke New Hartford. National sports, Major League Baseball, interleague flavor from yesterday. It was Seattle over Washington 6-4 and 2-1. The Twins beat the Brewers 4-1. Phillies fall to Toronto 8-2. It was Yankees 7, Cincinnati 6. Cubbies get beat by the Orioles 7-1. In the AL, Angels over the Astros. It was Kansas City 5, Detroit 2, Tampa Bay 4, Boston 1. White Sox nipped the Guardians 2-1. It was Texas over Oakland 5-2. In the NL, Mets beat the Braves 7-3. Diamondbacks fall to the Giants 4-3. Miami over Pittsburgh 5-4. Dodgers clipped the Cardinals 7-6. And the Rockies over the Padres 10-6. And that's the way it is for now. Have yourselves a good Thursday morning. John Swisher, KMCH Sports.